Welcome to the Friday, November 18th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start up with a quick review of what we learned so far about the bind denial of service attack. We haven't really gotten any reports of any additional attacks using this particular exploit. However, we do get have gotten a number of responses with odd DNS queries that turned out to be more or less normal. I think it is really important that you do keep an eye on your DNS logs, that you make sure you are able to spot what's normal, what's not normal when it comes to DNS queries. DNS is easily abused as a covert channel and can be just indicative of other attacks that may be happening on your network if they're, for example, trying to do odd DNS lookups or if they're using some odd DNS records. The patch released for bind seems to be sufficient to stop the attack. It actually has two components to it. One that sort of prevents the inconsistent data from being pulled out of the cache according to ISC. And then also a component that prevents the actual crash if the data that is retrieved from the cache turns out to be inconsistent. So it should protect you from any possible exploit trying to take advantage of this flaw. It only affects bind 9, however, you should probably run bind 9 from now. Bind 8 has a number of other issues and is no longer really recommended. And in other patches, if you are using Google's Chrome browser, there is a new patch out for it that fixes a high-risk vulnerability in the JavaScript engine. So please patch Chrome. In a blog post today by Norman's malware detection team, an interesting issue came up with respect to stolen certificates. As we have discussed, there were a number of stolen certificates lately that were used to sign malware, most notably, for example, Stuxnet and Dooku, but also some other samples. What's happening now is that the certificates used in these malware signatures were revoked, but they were revoked with a revocation date that is past the date when these malware signatures were created. As a result, these malware signatures are still valid because all signatures created up to the date that's indicated in the revocation list are still considered valid. Now, you would think it's pretty easy. Let's just consider all signatures invalid that use a stolen certificate. The problem with that is that there are a lot of valid certificates out there or valid signatures out there that use this particular certificate. And if we would declare them all invalid, we would have to issue patches for all of the software that was signed using this particular certificate. So what's really happening right now is that the revocation date that's being published in these revocation lists is actually the last date at which a valid signature was issued using this particular certificate, not the first date at which an invalid signature was issued, or the date at which the particular certificate is presumed to be stolen. So no easy solutions here, and certainly makes it even harder to trust this entire certificate scheme. And Peter Gleisner, the author of the Stoned Bootkit, announced that he's updating his bootkit to work with Windows 8. That caused originally quite a bit of a stir, sort of in some articles, because one particular feature of Windows 8 is boot protection via UEFI. UEFI is a kind of BIOS replacement that will validate that all software that runs during the boot up of the system is signed using verified certificates. However, Gleisner later verified that what he is doing is not actually working with newer hardware that would use UEFI. It will only work if Windows 8 runs on standard or pre-UEFI hardware, so it's not actually attacking this particular mechanism. He did provide Microsoft with a sample of his bootkit to allow Microsoft to address the particular problem he's exploiting here, and the paper with more details will be made public sometime next week. Well, that is it for today again. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.